Ang ganda tingnan pag nandito ka sa taas. Nakikita ko yung mga korona nyo. Ang daming klase. Meron talagang pang Miss Universe yung korona. Yung iba naman pang barangay. You know? Yung iba talaga parang hari. Okay? So, magtataka yung mga tao. Kanina nagda-drive ako papunta dito sa church, naka-corona na ako. So yung mga dinadaan na namin nakatingin sa akin, ba't may corona ako? Nagtataka. Siguro may sayad yung pare na yan. Well, anyway, this is our way of celebrating and highlighting. Hina-highlight natin yung feast of Christ the King of the universe. And not only that, He is also the King of my life. Amen. Yan ang declaration natin. But before we proceed and continue, I would just like us to reflect for a few minutes in our lives. Reflect tayo. Tatanungin natin ang sarili natin, si Jesus ba talaga ang nagahari sa buhay ko? Okay? When you say si Jesus ang nagahari sa buhay natin, Siya talaga ang nakaupo sa trono ng buhay mo. What is that throne? That throne is the very center and the very core of your being. Kaya one of the names na binibigay, you know, in Latin, the name Lord or God is Dominum. It means dominate, to dominate. And for Christ to be king of your life, He has to be the one who dominates your life. Amen? Pag sinabi mo si Jesus ang hari ng buhay mo, Siya yung dominante. He has the dominant influence of your life. He dominates your decisions every day. Siya ang nagdo-dominate sa lahat nating gawain sa buhay natin. If Jesus is not king of your life, then ngayon pa lang sasabihin ko sa inyo, you are just playing around with Christianity. You are just playing, naglalaro ka lang. Kaya sa loob ng simbahan, makikita natin, hindi naman lahat Kristiyano ang nasa loob ng simbahan. And that's a sad truth. Not everyone inside the church is a Christian. Because if you say you're a Christian, then Christ should be king of your life. If He is not at the center and He's not sitting at the throne of your heart, you're just playing around. Naglalaro ka lang. Amen? And I pray that the following liturgical year, we will become more serious with our walk with the Lord. We ask ourselves, after this year, pagkatapos nito, tatanungin natin ang sarili natin. Sa lahat ng pinagdaanan natin, with the ups and downs, with all the problems that we went through this year, sa hirap at ginhawa, masasabi mo ba si Jesus ay talagang naghahari sa buhay ko? Can you ask that question to yourself? Madaling magtanong, pero mahirap sagutin yan. Because if we are going to be honest with ourselves, sometimes, you know, Christ is there in your heart, but He is a little off the center. Minsan nandun naman si Lord sa puso mo. Ang problema lang, yung trono mo, the very core of your being, ang trono ng puso mo, hindi siyang nakaupo, kundi ikaw. O minsan ang inuupo natin sa trono na yan, ibang bagay. We put our finances there. Nalalagay natin yung pera sa trono na yan. Nilalagay natin yung negosyo natin. We put so many things in that throne, and so Christ cannot sit on that throne. Kung anong linalagay mo sa trono ng puso mo, yan ang mag-iimpluwensya ng buhay mo. All the decisions that you will make in your life will be influenced by that thing or person that you put inside your heart. Kaya maraming Kristiyano, who claim to be followers of Christ, but in their heart, they put money on that throne. Linalagay nila yung pera dyan sa trono na yan. That is why bawat decision, bawat every choice they make will always be influenced by money. Amen? Uunahin talaga nila yung pera nila bago ang lahat. Because what we sit on the throne of our heart, that is what we will show forth in our lives. Yan ang lalabas sa buhay natin. The abundance of the heart, what weighs the heart, what is placed in the throne of that heart, your mouth will speak, your life will show forth. That is why if Christ is the one sitting in your heart, if He sits there, then what will come out of your life is the love of God always. Yung pagmamahal ng Diyos. Kung si Kristo ang pinaupo natin sa trono ng puso natin, then love will come out. That is why when there is love radiating in your life, coming out of your life, then the kingdom of God has already come to you. Why? Because where the king sits, that is where his kingdom is. Alam nyo, yung kaharian ng Diyos, hindi talaga magkakasundo sa kaharian ng mundo. Because the kingdom of this world is ruled by man, and sin controls the heart of man. That's why yung kingdom ng mundo, makikita natin, there is hatred, there is jealousy, there is greed. Wherever you go. That's why God's kingdom is different from the kingdom that man would establish on earth. Ibang kaharian ng Diyos. That's why in our gospel today, tinatanong ni Herod si Jesus, sabi niya, hari ka ba? Are you a king? Because issue kasi yan nun eh. The kingdoms of the world are fighting each other. They envy each other. They hate each other. They try to outdo each other. They're always war. Kahit sa panahon natin ngayon, nagigera pa rin ang tao. Yan kasi ang kaharian ng mundo. But Christ, when He came to establish the kingdom of God. And so the first thing Herod asked Jesus, sabi niya, are you a king? Are you a king? Gusto niyang sirain yung hari na yan. That is why God's people are persecuted from the beginning of time. In the Old Testament, the Israelites was a manifestation of God's kingdom on earth, and the world persecuted Israel. The world persecuted the Jews. Ang Christianity, ganun din. Christianity, after how many years, ang Christianity was raised up by God, the church, and the church has also been persecuted. Yung history ng church, pinipersecute siya. Bakit? Dala-dala kasi ng simbahan yung kaharian ng Diyos. It is a proclamation to the world that there is only one King, true King, and that is God, and that is Christ. And so the world persecute. Hinahanap ni Herod yung kaharian ng Panginoon natin. And Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. Amen? Sabi niya, my kingdom is not of this world. Bakit niya hinahanap yung kaharian ng Diyos? Kasi sisirain niya. You know? Sisirain. Teresa of Avila, one of the doctors of the church, is Saint Teresa of Avila. He talks about the interior castle. Ang sinasabi ni Teresa of Avila, sa puso ng bawat tao, merong kastilyo dyan. There is a castle there. And the castle is where the king resides. The castle is an interior castle. It's not a castle that you can see from the outside. It is a castle that is inside. Yan ang sabi ni Teresa of Avila. And because it is inside the heart of man, no one can destroy that castle. Kaya tinatanong ni Herod, saan? Saan ang kaharian mo? Kasi gusto nilang sirain yung kaharian na yan. They like to destroy that kingdom. But the problem is, they don't know where it is. Hinahanap niya, nandito ba? Nandoon ba? Nandyan ba yung kaharian na yan? Because they would like to destroy that kingdom. They cannot destroy that kingdom because that kingdom is inside. Kaya tinatanong niya si Jesus, saan yung kaharian mo? Where is your kingdom? Nobody knows. But Jesus told them, sinabi na ni Jesus kung saan yung kaharian na yan. Yan ang tinatawag na open secret yan. Hindi yan lingid, hindi yan tago sa lahat. It is an open secret. Where is the kingdom of God? What did Jesus say? The kingdom of God is within you. Why it is within? Bakit nasa puso yung kaharian ng Diyos? Because that is a place no man can destroy. Kung may building ka, pwedeng sirain yung building na yan. Man can only destroy what is in the outside. He can destroy even the body. Kaya sabi nga sa scripture, huwag kayong matakot doon sa mga pwedeng pumatay ng katawan, but they cannot touch your soul. That's why the early saints, you know, they're so full of the kingdom of God in their lives. Kahit na pinapatay sila, you know, you just kill them. And they just rejoice because they only kill the body, but they cannot touch the kingdom of God. People can take everything from you. The world and its kingdoms can destroy lives. It can destroy everything you have. But it cannot touch the kingdom of God because that kingdom is within you. You may kill the body, but you can never touch that kingdom because it is in the heart. Amen? Amen? We pray the Lord's Prayer every day. Sino sa inyo nag Lord's Prayer every day? Our Father who art in heaven, you know, you pray that every day. Every morning when you wake up, you pray that prayer. Yan ang prayer na tinuro ni Jesus sa atin. Pag tinuro yan ni Jesus sa atin, ibig sabihin, importanteng prayer na yan. And you pray it every day. Prayer, pray that prayer as often as you can, every day. Pag naglalakad ka, pag sumasakay ka sa tricycle, habang nagbabiyahe ka, wala ka namang ginagawa. Instead na magmuni-muni ka sa mga problema mo, idasal mo yung Lord's Prayer, Our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, you look at that prayer, tingnan nyo yung panalangin na yan, Our Father. The first word is Our Father. Amen? You have to realize that God is our Father. Amen? He is not our lawyer. He is not our representative. He is our Father. Importanteng relasyon. And because He is our Father, we have access to Him. Anytime you like to go to your Father, wala kang appointment na gagawin. You know, pag kinausap mo si President Bongbong Marcos, halimbawa, gusto kang sasabihin sa kanya, mag-a-appointment ka kay BBM. Mag-a-appointment ka itong araw na to, magkikita kayo, kung tatanggapan niya, magkikita kayo next year na. Ganyan kapuno yung kanyang schedule. You cannot just go to Malacanang Palace at kumatok ka doon at sabihin mo, pwede bang makausap yung presidente? Mag-appointment ka muna at antayin mo kung tatanggapin ka o hindi. Or, kailan ka tatanggapin? Ang hirap kausapin yung presidente ng Pilipinas. Mas lalo na siguro pag si President Trump ang gusto mong kausapin. Okay? Ilang taon bago masagot yung sulat mo. But when it comes to God, who is the King of the universe, the maker of heaven and earth, God Himself, there is no one higher than God. When you want to talk to God, no appointments. Just go. By the new and living way, we enter into that presence of God. Let us now come to the throne room of grace, sabi nga ni Paul, no, in Hebrews. Let us come into the throne room of grace. In the throne room of God, you can come anytime that we may obtain mercy in time of need. You know, you come. Where is the throne room of God? Where you can come to God anytime you like. Saan ba yung trono niya? Saan ba yung kastilyo niya? Saan ba yung kingdom niya? Where does God sit? Inside you. Minsan kasi pag may problema tayo, huli natin kinakausap yung hari. Pag may problema tayo, you know, uunahin natin yung ibang tao, kakausapin mo. Pag pumalpak na lahat, saka na lang kausapin mo ang Diyos. Why don't we go to God first? Because God holds the solution to every problem we have. Hawak-hawak ng Diyos. Nasa Kanya ang solusyon ng lahat ng problema natin. Nasa Kanyang sagot ng lahat ng hinaing natin. That's why He said, you come any time of the day, you enter into my throne room. You enter in your heart. That's why the Orthodox Christians, ang sabi nila, prayer is the going inside the heart. Your mind entering your heart. Para sa kanila, ganyan ang prayer. Pumapasok yung isip mo sa puso mo. Why? Kaya pag nagdadasal yung mga Orthodox, saka ganyan sila. They bow their head because the mind in the heart. The mind in the heart. That is how you enter into the throne room of God. You enter it in prayer. You enter the throne room of God. In that throne room, you can be rest assured that God answers our prayers. There is nothing that you can speak to God about that is not important to God. Everything that you say to God becomes important to Him. Why? Bakit importante yan? Kasi mahal ka ng Diyos. Every detail, even the small things, hindi nga importante sa'yo, hindi nga importante sa ibang tao, pero pagdating sa Diyos, importante yan. Yung hinihingi mo sa Kanya, importanteng-importante sa Kanya. And that's why He listens to you. He puts His attention on you. And He assures you, I will answer that prayer. Bakit? Kasi mahal tayo ng Diyos. Anong sabi ni Father Nonoy last Sunday? I hate Kat, but I love Aaliyah. Diba? Sinaalagaan niya yung pusa, kahit ayaw niya ng pusa, eh pusa ng anak niya yan eh. So he takes care of it. Amen? So that interior castle where God resides, yan ang siguraduhin natin. As we come to the feast of Christ the King, we wear the crown. Why? Because in the Lord's Prayer, we cry out to God, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's our cry to our Father. But do you know that this Father has a kingdom? Alam niyo ba yan? Hello? Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. The Father who loves you, God the Father who loves you so much, this Father that is so open to you, is also a king. Kaya yan ang rason bakit nagko-corona kayo ngayong lahat. Kasi kung tatay mo hari, di ano ka? Ha? Miss Universe. Kung yung tatay mo hari, anak ka ng hari, then what are we? We are prince and princesses of God because we belong to His family. We belong to nobility. Amen? Kaya pag nagtanong sa'yo, talaga bang hari ka? Pakita nga ng papers mo. Ilabas mo yung baptismal certificate mo. Ayan. In baptism, you were adopted to become a child of God. So, thy kingdom come. Yan ang sinasabi dun sa prayer. That's why our work here on earth is not to build the kingdom of God. Ayan, misan ang yabang natin eh. Let's build the kingdom of God. Parang si David ba, sabi niya sa Diyos, Lord, gagawan kita ng bahay. And God said, no. Huwag mo akong gagawa ng bahay. Ang yabang natin, no? Minsan sabihin natin, Lord, kaming gagawa ng kaharian mo. We will build your kingdom. You know, we are not trying to build the kingdom of God. Don't ever attempt to build the kingdom. Because our role and responsibility is to receive that kingdom. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. It's not my responsibility to build the kingdom of God. My responsibility every day is to receive that kingdom. I want that kingdom more and more and more in my life. Then wherever I go, wherever I roam around this world, that kingdom flows out of me. I'm not trying to build the kingdom of God. I'm receiving it every day in my life. Last week, I was in Cebu. Sabi ko, we will establish a mission church in Cebu. So sabi nila, sige, magme-meeting tayo, maghahanap tayo ng lugar, we look for people, we will look for this. I said, no. I'm not going to do that. So I asked someone from Mactan, doon sa Mactan, kasi yun ang area maglalagay tayo ng mission church. I said, you bring me to Mactan, dalhin niyo ako sa Mactan. And someone volunteered, sabi niya, Bishop, I will drive you, ako magdadrive sa iyo. Where are we going? Sabi ko sa kanya, drive me around because I will be praying. You see, that's the first thing we need to do. We have to pray. And so we drove around Mactan. I was there. Inikot niya ako dun sa mga resort, sa mga big-time hotel. Sabi ko, ayaw ko magtayo ng mission church sa resort. Sabi ko, hanapin mo yung lugar na naghihirap yung tao. Let's go around there. Bishop, masikip. Pangit yung daan doon, mabaho. Sabi ko, iyan ang gusto kong puntahan. Saan yung mga mabahong lugar dito? We'll go there. Because I will be receiving the kingdom of God not only for myself but for our community every day. When we go into outreach, we are going to teach people how to receive the kingdom of God into their lives. We're going to teach them. Let us allow Christ to build His kingdom through us. Sabi ni Jesus, I will build my church. I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Who will build the church? Tayo ba? Christ will build His church. Christ will establish His kingdom. All we need to do is receive it every day in your life. You want to see the kingdom of God bloom and expand in your life, touching the hearts and the lives of the people around you. You want the kingdom of God to spread around you? Then start receiving that kingdom. Open your heart to that kingdom. Let God bring His kingdom to come into your life. Thy kingdom come. Now, Bishop, how do we do that? How do we receive this kingdom? Nandun din sa prayer na yan. Nandun din sa prayer na yan yung sagot. How do we build? How do we receive the kingdom of God into our hearts? That kingdom will flow, that kingdom would manifest. All its beauty, all its prosperity, all the blessings would manifest in your life by just receiving it every day in your life. Though, how do we receive that kingdom? Nandyan sa prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy will be done. We open our heart to the will of God. Kalooban ng Diyos. Kaya, pagdadasal natin palagi, Lord, turuan mo yung puso ko. Na yung kalooban mo, Panginoon, magiging kalooban ko rin. Kasi minsan, ibang kalooban ng Diyos, iba yung kalooban mo. That's why to receive the kingdom of God is to allow God's will to dominate in your life, that it's not my will anymore, but your will be done in my life. That's how the kingdom of God increases in your life, by surrendering yourself to the will of God. Yan ang sinasabi ni St. Paul sa atin. Una, hindi ko talaga mag-gets. Hindi ko talaga makuha ang sinabi niya. Yung sabi niya, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Di ko maintindihan yan. Patay na daw siya. Ang nabubuhay daw si Kristo. Why? Why would Paul say that? Because I have no will of my own. Wala na ako ng sariling kalooban ko. Binuksan ko na yung puso ko at ang kalooban ng Diyos ang nasusunod sa buhay ko, hindi na yung kalooban ko. That's why as far as my will is concerned, as far as this world is concerned, I am dead to that. It is no longer I who live, but Christ now lives in my life. He dominates my life. Every day I make a choice. May decision ako araw-araw na gagawin. Gagawin ko ba to? Ang unang tanungin mo, gusto ko to, pero Lord, anong gusto mo? Anong gusto mo, Panginoon? Pag sinabi ni Lord, well, maganda din yan, gusto mo, pero eto mas gusto ko to. Then you obey God. That's how you surrender your will to God. I may not understand. Hindi ko maintindihan. May mga bagay na gusto kong gawin para sa akin, sa isip ko, mabuti yan. Kaya ang daming bagay na mabuti pwede mong gawin, pero ang itatanong mo sa sarili mo, hindi yung mabuti ba o hindi. Ang itatanong mo, yan bang gusto ng Diyos? Is that what God desires for you? Hindi ko na iniisip yung masama, tapon nyo ng lahat ng masama. Ang iniisip natin, puro mabuti. Yung anak mo, pwedeng mag-lawyer, pwedeng mag-doktor, pwedeng maging engineer. Lahat yan mabuti. Pero hindi tayo nagtatanong sa Diyos, Lord, ano bang gusto mo sa anak ko? Ano bang plano mo sa anak ko? Pwede mag-engineer yan, pwede maging doktor, pwede maging abogado. He can be anything. Lahat yan mabuti. mabuting pangarap, mabuting hangarin para sa isang anak. Pero hindi tayo minsan nagtatanong sa Diyos, Ikaw, Lord, ano bang gusto mo sa anak ko? Kasi natatakot tayo, baka sabihin ng Diyos, gusto ko siyang magpare. Patay. Sayang, ang gwapo pa naman. Sayang, ang talino nitong anak na to, magpapare lang. Kasi hindi importante sa atin ang kalooban ng Diyos. Amen? Amen. Na nandun ako sa Cebu, I met someone, isang madre. And yung tatay niya is a businessman. They come from an affluent family of businessmen. Pinaaral siya ng tatay niya, ng accountancy. Sa sobrang yaman nila, sabi ng tatay niya, kailangan meron tayong accountant sa pamilya. Sa sobrang dami ng pera ba? Sino magbibilang niyan? Diba? Nakapagbilang na ba kayo ng pera na 5 maleta? Ha? Have you tried that? Sana yung simbahan natin ganun. Kaya sabi niya, gusto ko ng accountant. So pinag-aral siya ng accountancy. She graduated with high honors. Then she took the board exam. Passed the board exam, one take. Nung sabi ng tatay niya, ready ka na for business. Now, ipapasok kita sa isang malaking accounting firm so that you will learn the trick of the trade. Then you resign, then you apply in our business. Good ang plano. Then one day, she encountered the Lord in her life. At kinausap niyang Diyos, sabi ng Diyos sa kanya, gusto ko mag-serve ka sa church as a sister, as a nun. Ang sabi niya, ayaw ko, Lord. Buo na yung plano ko. Plano na to ng pamilya namin. But it kept on ringing in her ears, I want you to serve me in the church. Finally, malakas talaga si Lord sa puso niya. Yun ang maganda, no? Pag talagang malakas si Lord sa'yo, hindi mawawala yung boses na naririnig mo palagi. Kaya no, finally, nagpaalam siya sa tatay niya. Galit na galit yung tatay niya. Sabi ng tatay niya, kung alam ko lang, magmamadre ka, sana hindi na kita pinaaral. Naubos na yung pera natin sa papaaral sa'yo. But anyway, she became a nun. She professed her vows, and now she's a nun. Ang sabi niya, ang unang trabaho niya, naglilinis. Ang unang trabaho niya, nag-gardening siya. Sabi niya, Lord, bakit mo pa ako pina-accountancy? Maglilinis lang pala ako ng kubeta. Today, she heads the accounting of her religious order. Kasi yung religious order nila, ang daming support, ang daming perang pumapasok because they're taking care of the poor. Someone has to account for the money. Guess who ang pinili? Siyang pinili because she is a brilliant accountant also. So, madre accountant, ano? Kaya sabi ko talaga, halata, sister, accountant ka, may ballpen yung tenga niya eh. So, kwenta-kwenta. You see, that kingdom of God within you, when you submit and surrender to the will of God for you, His kingdom will grow in on you. Lalago, magbubunga ang karya ng Diyos sa buhay mo. Bakit si Kristo ang nakaupo sa trono ng puso mo? And this is the challenge for us today. How do we receive the kingdom of God? Let your will be done in my life. Surrender to the will of God. Remember, Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey me. And if you obey me, I and my Father will live in you. Diyan na kami titira sa puso mo. If you obey me. If you have surrendered your will to the will of God, God resides now in your heart. Residence ng Diyos nasa puso mo na. Bakit? Teresa of Avila said, there is a castle inside your heart. That is where the kingdom of God is. That kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. It will not be destroyed. The kingdoms of this world are passing away. You know, lahat ng mga kaharian, lahat ng mga malalaking bagay sa mundo nakikita nyo, bukas, wala na yan. It's like grass. It's here today, tomorrow it's gone. You look at the empires that man has built. The Roman Empire. Where is the Roman Empire now? No more. Where is the Egyptian Empire now? No more. All the kingdoms, the Ottoman Empire, lahat ng mga empires, ang lalakas, ang lalaki ng mga kingdom, wala na. But there is only one kingdom that will not fail, and it will dominate the whole earth, and that kingdom is the kingdom of God. And today, as we celebrate the feast of Christ the King, I remind you, the kingdom of God is within you. Let Jesus sit on the throne of your heart. Kunin mo yung mga abubot dyan sa upuan niya, tanggalin mo na yan. Kaya itong korona ng suot-suot nyo, you write down the things that you would like to surrender to the Lord. Sinulatan ko na yung korona ko. Kaya nga tinatago ko, baka masilip. I wrote down my weaknesses there. Sabi ko, Lord, bigay ko na to sa iyo. Ayaw ko na to. Okay, and I give it to you. Mamaya, sa pag-offering natin, when we offer tithes, special thank offerings, we come here. You bring your crown with you. And in that crown, you write down the things that you would like to surrender and give to Jesus. Jesus will not take anything from you. Jesus will exchange something for you. You give him your weakness, he will give you his strength. You will give him your time, Jesus will give you eternity in return. Amen. May kinukuha ba siya sa'yo? Wala siyang kinukuha sa'yo. Pinapalitan niya ng bagay na mas kailangan at mabuti at tama para sa atin. That's why when we give our crowns in the offering, you know, the book of Revelation nakasulat doon, yung mga taong may corona, you know. The crown represents our life that God crowns us with. Our crown represents the joy that God gives you. It represents everything that God is to you. Yet when they get to heaven, pagdating nila sa langit, sabi dun sa scripture, when the Lamb of God appeared, they took their crowns and they cast it to the Lamb. Sabi niya, you alone are worthy. Hindi kami karapat dapat sa mga corona na ito. You alone are worthy to receive honor, glory, and power. And they cast their crowns to God. That's what we're going to do today. Binigyan tayo ng buhay ng Panginoon. Pero yung buhay natin, binenta natin sa kasalanan. We sold our life to sin. Pero ang magandang balita, bumaba yung hari natin. Binili niya ulit yung buhay mo. Binenta mo sa kasalanan eh. Binili ni Jesus yung buhay mo ulit. Nung binili niyang buhay mo, alam mong ginawa niya? Binalik niya sa'yo. Hindi niya inangkin. Kahit siya pang tumubo, siyang bumili niyan. Sinangla mo na eh, buhay mo sa kasalanan. When we all sin, we sold our lives to sin. Nasangla na yung buhay mo, hindi na ikaw may-ari ng buhay mo. Ang nag-aari ng buhay mong kasalanan na. But Jesus Christ came into the world, He died on the cross and redeemed. Anong ibig sabihin ng redeem? Tinubos. Magkano halaga ng buhay nito? Oh, bayaran ko. Binayaran niyang buhay natin na binenta na natin sa kasalanan. When He has bought us back, He gave that life back to us. Hindi niya inangkin, binigay niya ulit sa'yo. Amen? That is why God's life is God's gift to you. Amen? Life is God's gift to you, but what you do with your life Kung anong gagawin mo sa buhay na yan, that is your response of gratitude to God. That's how we say thank you to God. Lord, binigyan mo ako ng buhay. I will live my life for you. That's one way of saying, thank you, Lord, for giving me my life. I will live this for you. The crown represents our life surrendered to Christ. Kaya mamaya, ibibigay niyo yung corona ninyo, no? So pagpasok ko kanina, sabi niya, picture na Bishop with your crown. Picture na ako kasi sabi niya, mamaya ibibigay na yan eh. Tama. Okay? Then, ibibigay niyo yung crown niyo. Then later on, lalabas tayo, may bonfire tayo sa labas. We will burn this crown. Susunugin natin. Bakit? Well, when you cast your crowns to God, you are casting it in the fire of God's love. Our crowns, our little crowns, will be consumed by the love of God. Amen? Mawawala na yung sarili ko. Mawawala yung lahat ng bagay na sinasabi kong importante sa akin. Bakit? What is important to me now is just God loving me. Yun ang pinaka-importante bagay. Amen? And we will see that, we will burn that, and we will start afresh on this new liturgical year that we are going to face. Mag-umpisa tayo. And we will start with a clean slate. Amen? Shall we stand?